Okay, today's daf is Becharos daf Lamed Vav. We are holding on daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis at Itmar, about 10 lines before the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by David Hamm, an internet participant from Yerushalayim, in honor of his wife Margie, as well as by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding about 10 lines from the end of the page on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. We're in the middle of a discussion about who is Ne'eman to tell us about a mum that it wasn't put there on purpose. So whether a Kohen is Ne'eman, his family is Ne'eman, other people who work for him are Ne'eman. So first we're going to discuss the Psak Halacha. We already learned the different Shitos yesterday. We're going to discuss the Psak Halacha. Then the Gemara is going to bring a Kasha on Shitas from Meir, and then the Gemara is going to discuss other forms of other types of situations where we're uncertain whether we should believe anybody. What about an aid mi p'aid? Is an aid mi p'aid Ne'eman's hearsay? Ne'eman to say that the mum came on its own. Is the owner of the Bukhar believed to say that this mum came on its own if we didn't even know that it was a Bukhar? So he could have just pretended it wasn't a Bukhar, but he's the one that told us that it was a Bukhar. So is he believed? The Gemara is going to discuss what kinds of Kohanim are Chashud on this. Is it only a Kohen Amma Aretz that were Chashud is going to be Matul Mumba Bukhar, or even a Kohen Talmud Chachab that would be Matul Mumba Bukhar? Then we're going to have a Mishnah on the bottom of the page where it's going to discuss whether a Kohen is Ne'eman to say that I brought this to a different Chacham and he was Matir, this Mum. Meaning if we're not sure when we look at it whether it's actually a Mum Kavu or not, is he Ne'eman to say, yeah, I already got a Heter on this, that a Chacham was Matir this mum? So the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that he's Ne'eman, and Rav is going to be mechadesh that he's Ne'eman to say that Bechor zeh nasan li Yisrael b'mumo, that Yisrael gave me this Bechor when it already had a mum. And the Gemara is going to question Rav and bring rayas to and against Rav. And then the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the first Mishnah on Amud Beis, is going to talk about mumen of meiser behema and whether a person is Ne'eman, who's Ne'eman about mumen of meiser behema, because meiser behema cannot be eaten until it develops a mum as well. Then the next Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about a mum that we know that a mum that you know that's a mum kavua, whether you need a mumcha in order to be matirid, meaning is it necessary to have a mumcha if it's obviously a mum kavua? I mean, it's missing a leg, so it's obviously a mum kavua, it's not growing back. So do you need a chacham in that case? Do you need a baki in that case to be matir? So let's begin. We're holding at Itmar Lamed Hey Amud Beis. So the Gemara brings machlokas. How do we paskin in terms of whether the Bnei Habayis are believed about Hatalas Mum? So Itmar Rav Nachman Amar Halach Rav Shimon Gamliel. We paskin Rav Shimon Gamliel that if you find a Bukhar in a house of a Kohen and there's a Mum in it, even Bno Bito of the Kohen are able to be made that the Mum came by itself. Kohen's own son and daughter are believed. Rava Amar Halach Rav Yossi, that we pass on Rav Yossi, that even if you have 10 members of his family that are swearing that the mum was came by itself, they are not trusted because they are chashud to be matul mum b'bukhar in order that they should be able to partake of that bukhar when the balabayis eats from it. So no one who's a member of his household is believed, even if all the members of his household get together. So the Gemara explains shitas Rava. So says the Gemara, mi amar Rava hachi? Does Rava really say that the halacha is like Rav Yossi, that the Bnei Habayis are not Ne'eman to be made on a Bechor in a Kohen's house, that the Mum came on its own? But didn't Rava tell us that if the Baal of the Bechor is standing with us outside of the house, and then you saw the Bechor go into the house without a Mum, and it came out of the house with a Mum, so those who were in the house could be Ne'eman, that the Mum happened by accident, that they weren't Matil the Mum? So you see that the only one that's Chashud is the Baalim, because the only one that we're makbid in this case to make sure is out of the house is the Kohen, is the Baalim. Everyone else is Ne'eman. Everyone in the house apparently is Ne'eman. So how can Rav Apostle like Rabbi Yossi that were Choshed, everyone who's in the house, all the members of his household, say, Ema kol Baalim omdim velo chashin? No, what you have to say is that what Rav said, who could be made to be matir when all of the Baalim are outside of the house, meaning the Balabayis, his Banim, and everyone who's a member of his household, then we're not choshesh that while it was in the house, it happened to be kavana. So, frankly, if there were no people in the house, Obviously, it happened by accident. Obviously, it wasn't a situation where someone was matzal mum. No, mal detema nechush l'chshada. I might have think that we have to be choshish that the roa himself, the shepherd, is in the house, and that he would be matzal the mum bekavana. So kamash v'lan. That's why Rav has to tell me that we're not choshish for that. V'hilchusak Rav Shimon Gamliel. We pask in like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Davka b'no ubito avalishta lo. But v'davka b'no ubito avalishta lo. So we pass on Rav Shimon Gamliel that b'no ubito shel kohen are made, that the mum came by itself, but it's only b'no ubito that are made, but not his wife. His wife would not be believed. My taimo, why would his wife not be believed? Ishto kigufo dami. His wife is considered like himself. So just like a woman cannot be made about her husband because ishto kigufo, they're considered like a single unit, they're considered like a single person. So if whatever he can't be made because he's no gaya b'davar, she is considered equally no gaya because she is like him in that sense. So if he can't be made that he was not matil the mum in the bechor, she can't be made that she was that the mum happened by itself. Now the Gemara questions Rav Meir. Amalei Rav Papa Labayi, the Rav Meir, the Amar Rav Meir said in our Mishnah that a chashal davar lo dana v'lo meido, that anyone who's chashal on something cannot be a judge for that matter, nor can he be an aid. V'kam Rav Meir a chashal davar echad chashal kol haTorah kula, and yet Rav Meir also says that someone who's a chashal davar echad is automatically chashal kol haTorah kula. So now, if you do the math, if every kohen is chashal on being matal mum, and anytime you're chashal someone is chashal for one thing, he's automatically chashal kol haTorah. So do we have a new halacha now that a kohen is not allowed to be a dayan because every kohen is chashud to be matal mum, so he's now chashud kala tarakula and therefore he can't be dan on anything? Vaksiv, but doesn't the pasuk say in the Torah that Valpiyam yeh kol riv kol naga, that kohanim are dayanim, that you have kol riv is decided by kohanim? So it says, when a mayor says that Kohanim are chashu to be matal mum b'bechor, it's only a chashash that we're choshish that it might have been, but we would never say they're muchsuk to be chashud on hatalas mum. So when a mayor says that chashud of rech is chashud kol tarukula, means that we know something. So when it comes to be matal mum, we don't know that the kohen would be matal mum, but we at least have to be suspicious, and therefore we don't trust the kohen about it. But when a mayor says that someone who's chashud and is therefore possible to be a dayan, it means it was chashud about an item or about something is possible to be a dayan, it means that we know that he misbehaves in that area of halacha. That's when he's possible to be a dayan. Say nechinami, if you have a kohen that you know is going around being matil mum, so then maybe a nechinami he's chashud chal tarkula and then he cannot be a dayan. But a regular kohen, you don't know that he's being matil mum. We just don't take chances with a regular kohen. So ibayilu eimi pi. An aid that doesn't know that himself, he doesn't know firsthand that the mum that the Bukhar has came on its own and was not put there by anybody, but someone else had told him. Are we mekabel that edus through hearsay? So says Gemara, machlokas. Rav Asi asar, Rav Ashi shari. Rav Asi said no good. Rav Ashi said that it's mutar. Amalei Rav Asi the Rav Ashi. So Rav Asi said to Rav Ashi, v'atana de Menashe. It was learnt in a brisa that ain aid mipi aid kosher. Elo le'edus isha, the ha'isha, the only time we trust in the ABP aid is to be made on a husband who went in the Medina Siyam, that he has since died and therefore his wife can get remarried. So if an aid comes and says, I don't know that that man died, I never saw it directly, but someone else told me that they saw the man died, we're matter the isha with such an edus. But any other edus in the Torah, aid mi pi aid is going to be possible. So why are you allowed to be matter b'chor with aid mi pi aid? The rule is in Kala Torah Kula, aid mi pi aid, other than edus isha. Now why is edus isha the exception? I would think that's such a matter of importance that it would not be an exception. That adraba, we should have higher standards for edus isha. So we know, the Gemara tells us, and Rashi explains, that the Rabbanan were makel by edus isha, so that a woman not become an aguna. So in general, called the mekadesh adayt drabad mekadesh. So we know that the avkinu rabbanu lekedusha minei, and therefore the Rabbanan have the right to say that we're willing to trust such edus that the husband is in fact dead and that she can go and get remarried. So Tani Elul Edus Shah Isha Ksheru La Bilvad. So he says, no, you have to change the brisa. It's not Elul Edus Isha, it's Elul Edus Shah Isha Ksheru La Bilvad, that any edus that a woman is kosher to be married on, an Eid Mipi Eid would also be kosher. So since by edus of Mum of Bukhar, a woman's edus counts as well, Mimela Eid Mipi Eid is going to work as well. Rav Yemar Achsher Eid Mipi Eid Bibukhar, Kari Ale Maremar Yemar Shari Bukhra. Rav Yemar was matir in this case, that an Eid Mipi Eid is good enough, and Maremar gave him a new nickname to mock his kula, that here is a Yemar Shari Bukhra. He's the Yemar who was matir Bukharos, similar to Beidina de Shara Mishcha, that sometimes a big kula comes out and people aren't always so pleased with that kula, so they get known by that kula. The Hilchasa Eid Mipi Eid Kasher Le Eidus Bukhar. Now, Lach is that an Eid Mipi Eid is Kasher for Eidus Bukhar. The Rambam in the second part of Hilchas Bukharos, after he says Eid Shehid Mipi Eid, he writes, Afilu Isha Nemenes Lomar, Bifanai Nafal Mumzeh Me Elov, Vishkat Elov. And he doesn't say, Vafilu Isha Nemenes, and that's it. He says that whole line. Sounds like a woman is not Neman to be made on a Bechor unless she saw it herself. Meaning, the Ram says, each one of these kulas is good, you can't combine them. Eid Mipi Eid is good, Eidus Isha is good, Isha Eid Mipi Eid is not good. Right, that's how it sounds from the Rambam. He's not willing to say that a woman testifying with hearsay is good enough. That's as far as it goes. That each one of these kulas individually would be good enough. That's what it sounds from the Rambam. Okay, so the Gemara discusses ne'amanus of a kohen when we don't know that it's a bechor in the first place. Amar Rabbi La, lo ayu muchsakin bo shu bechor. Let's say we don't even know this animal is a bechor. Uba echad va'amar shu bechor umumo imo. A kohen who owns this Bukhar says that this is a Bukhar and this is its mum, and I didn't make this mum. Neman, we believe him, because HaPesh HaSar HaPesh Yitir. He's the one that told us it was a Bukhar in the first place. So says Mara, Micah Mashmalin, what's the great Chiddush of Rabbi Lah? HaPesh HaSar HaPesh Yitir? His great Chiddush is that there's such a thing as Migo, that there's such a thing as HaPesh HaSar. That's, since he's the one that caused the problem, he's the one that informed us of the problem, he's believed to say that the problem has been solved. Tanina, we already know this. This is a famous Mishnah in Ksubis. Haisha Shamreishas Ishayisi Ugrushani, a woman who we know nothing about, and as far as we could tell, she looks single. And she comes and says, no, I was married, but I've since been divorced. Nemanes, we believe her, and she can marry. So what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Lo over here? It's already Mishnah Masech Ksubis, the principle seems to be exactly the same principle. So it says, well, no, Mao de Tema, Hasam hu di bayi lo amra. Over there, in the case of the woman, if she wanted, she could have said nothing. If she was chashu to marry while her husband was still alive without getting divorced, she would have been quiet, and we would have allowed her to get remarried because we would have assumed she's a penuya. So when she says that she was an eshes ish, that she's been married once, so we believe her that she's niskarsha. Aval hacha de lo sagi de lo amar. But we hear by a bechor, you can't be shosek and not say that it's a bechor, because you have to bring it to a chacham to paskin for him whether it's a mum kavu or whether it's a mum over to kachim b'chutz lo achil, because a person, he may be chashu to be matal a mum on a bechor, but he's not chashu to eat kachim b'chutz. You know, we never have such a din that kohanim are nechshad to eat kachim b'chutz. The kohanim are nechshad to be matal mum in a bechor. So to violate such a nisr chamer, nisr kares, they would not be nechshad. So we had to do something about it anyway. So ema lo apesha asaru. I would have thought this is not called a Pesha Asar. So Kamash Malan, that's why Rabbi Yila comes to teach me, Dimi Shumhachi, if it's about the fact that he's going to need to show it to a Chacham, Havashadi Beimuma to Nikr Va'achale. He would have been Matil Mum, that's Nikr in a very clear way, that every Yama Aretz would have realized that it's a Mum Kavua, and then he wouldn't have had to go to a Chacham and tell him that this was a Bechar. So he never really had to inform us that it was a Bechar, because it's true, a Kohen would not eat Kachem Achutz, so, but he doesn't have to go to a chacham. He could just be matil a real mum that's unquestionable. Just cut off one of its legs. Do something that would make it obvious. So maskif l'mar baravashi. So mar baravashi asks on Rabbi Lah, Maishna me'ahu gavra. Why is this any different than the guy do ogre lechamra lechavre that rented a chamor to his friend va'amrle? And the bailim said to the socher, lo tezil b'urcha dinar pakod di'ika maya. Don't go in the area called Nahar Pakod, because over there's a raging river, and that's a sakana for the chamor. So I don't want you going in dangerous areas. Like when you rent a car in Israel, sometimes they tell you, you're not allowed to drive in certain areas because it's a dangerous place, right? So you're not allowed to go with this chamor by Nahar. Different reasons for danger, but you're not allowed to go with this animal to Nahar Pakod. Zil ba'urcha de Narash to Lekamaya. Go to a place called Narash. Over there, there's no water. Azal ba'urcha de Nahar Pakod u'mischamra. And the socher didn't listen, and he went to Nahar Pakod, and the chamor died. Vasav Armalei, and he came to the Bailim, and he admitted what he had done. But he says, Baruch Adonai Pakod Asli, Umi Umay Elohavu. You should know, I went by Nahar Pakod, but you were so worried about the water, there was no water there. The animal just died, but there was no water there. Vamar Rava, Malo L'Shaker. And Rava says, he has a migo. Ibai Yomar Baruch Adonai Shazli. He could have said that he went in Narash and become Pater. So now that he's being molded, that he went to Nahar Pakod, we're going to believe him that there was no water, and therefore he's not going to have to pay. V'amar Abaye malo l'shaker b'makom edim lo amrinan. We don't believe a person on his taina when there are edim that are soser his actual taina, even if he could have made a taina sheker that would have been miskabel. So since we know, everyone knows that so long as there is mayim in Nahar Pakod, we are edim that there always was water, and there was never a point in time where there never was water, where the water dried up. So his migo is not going to help, because we don't believe what he's actually saying. Meaning, amigo is not just a koach hataina that I have nemunas, because I could have said something better. I could have said I could have said something that would have been believed. We know you could have said that you went in a different path and would have been believed. But what you're saying, we also know for sure is false. So when we know for sure that what you're saying is false, the fact that you could have said something that we would have been believed does not help you. If we're not sure whether to believe you, that's when we say amigo. So says Mara Hachi Hashta. So can you compare the din of Bechor to the din of Chamor? Hasam Vada Ikamaya. Over there we are made that there's definitely water in Nahar Pakod, and that's why he's not believed. But Hacha Vada Shadi Bamuma. Over here, is it a Vada that this Kohen was Matil Amum? Chashashahu. It's only Chashash. Ubmachum Chashasha Amrin Malal Shaker. When there's a Chashash, that's exactly when you say Amigo. That's when Migo works. When we don't know for sure, all it is a Chashash. We don't have an absolute idea of the situation. So we believe him that with the svara that if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie that would have been absolutely accepted without any question. So over here we should believe him that he was not matil the mum bekavana, because if he wanted a lie, he could have told us that it wasn't a bechar, or he could have never told us that it was a bechar. Yosef Ravina v'kamer lai shmaita below gavra. Ravina was saying this din of Rabbi Loi, but without mentioning Rabbi Loi by name. Amalei Rava Zuti l'Ravina anan shmaita Rabbi Loi masinila. So Rava Zuti said to Ravina, oh, I heard the same din, but I heard in the name of Rabbi Loi. The Ramban and the Rush say that Rava Zuti was trying to say that we paskin like that. But in the Amtachas Bin Yamin, he says it sounds like the Rambam leaves out this din, must assume not like the Ramban and the Rush. He must be assuming that the Gemara's point is to say the opposite. That here Ravina was trying to say below Gavra, as if it's Stam Alacha. Yeah, everyone just accepts this. He says, no, that was a Chiddush of Rabbi Loi. Not everyone was so excited about the Chiddush of Rabbi Loi. So that's a Machlokas Rishonim, exactly how to understand why the Gemara is telling us this, that Rava Zuta had to correct that it was B'Shem Rabbi Loi. Is it telling us this to say, yeah, it's not only your Shita, it's also Shita Rabbi Loi, so you're right, it is widely accepted? Or is it saying, no, it's a Das Yachid. Sometimes that Rebbe will make a Stam Mishnah, and the Gemara will go out of its way to say, no, this Stam Mishnah is really just a Das Yachid in Tanaim, but the reason Rebbe made it a Stam Mishnah is to pass it off as the Halacha, to make it, like Ki'ilu, it's widely accepted. So that's how the Rambam seems to understand that Ravina was trying to get it to be accepted, but they said, no, it's only the Shita of Rabbi Loi. So the Gemara explains now whether only Kohen Ama'aretz is Chashan or every Kohen is Chashan. Rabbi Tzadok, we know about Rabbi Tzadok that he was a Kohen. So Rabbi Tzadok, Havale Bukhra, he had a Bukhar that was a Bukhar Tam. Ramalei Sa'ari bisali. He put barley in a basket in front of it. Nitzarim in that are made out of or it's changed on the side. Nitzarim shal arava klufa, whatever, a basket made out of thin branches. Ba'adid kachel ibaza sifse. When the animal was eating from the sa'arim in the basket, its lips got ripped from the basket itself. So it made him balmum. Asal kamei Rabbi Shua. So Rabbi Tzadok came to Rabbi Shua to ask about the halacha. So Amalei, Rabbi Tzadok said to Rabbi Shua, Klum chilaknu ben chavar lamaoretz, by the chashad that a kohen is matel umum, do we make a chilak between kohanei amaretz and kohanei talmidei chachamim, that only kohanei amaretz are chashud, but not kohanei talmidei chachamim, and since I'm a chaver, I should be believed that I didn't do this b'kavana, and you shouldn't be choshed like you would a kohen amaretz, or do you say that every kohen is chashud? So Amalei Rabbi Shua, hein, yeah, we make such a chilak, and therefore you're not chashud. Also, kamed Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Tzadok came to Rabbi Gamliel to ask the same shayla. So Amalei, Rabbi Tzadok said to Rabbi Gamliel, Chilaknu ben chaver la'am ha'aretz. Have we made such a chilik between a chaver and a ma'aretz? Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel, lo, no such chilik between a chaver and a ma'aretz, and you are therefore not naman. So Amalei, Rabbi Tzadok said to Rabbi Gamliel, va Rabbi Yeshua Amalei hein, but Rabbi Yeshua said that we do make such a chilik, and therefore I am naman. So Amalei, Rabbi Gamliel said, Hamtei na chiyalu bali trisin. You wait until the warriors come to the Beis HaMedrash. The warriors come to the Beis HaMedrash, warriors being the Talmidei Chachamim that fight the Melchamta Shel Torah. Kivan Shenichnasu the Beis HaMedrash, once they all came to the Beis HaMedrash, Amar HaShoel V'Sha'al, Rabbi Tzadok again asked this question, Klum Chilaknu Ben Chavar Lamaretz, do we make such a chilek? Amar Lei Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua said to the Shoel, Lav, no such chilek, nobody's believed, even a Chavar is not believed. Amar Lei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Shua, wait, V'alo Mishimcha, Amar Lei Hein, I was told that you hold that there is such a chilek. Yoshua, Amar Al Raglecha V'Yidubach, stand up and they're going to be made against you that that's what you actually said. Amar Rabbi Shua Al Ragel V'Amar, Hei Chesa, Il Molei Ani Chai, V'Hu Meis, Yachal Achai, Lach Shesameis, Ach Shani Chai, V'Hu Chai, Hei Chai, Yachal Lachish Asachai. So Rabbi Shua stood up and he said, what am I supposed to do? I cannot deny what Rabbi Tzadok is saying. If I would be alive and he was already dead, I could say whatever I want and he couldn't do anything about it. But now that we're both alive, so I admit that I said that we are Mechalek, so now I have to, and I just changed my mind now, and that's why I said that we're not Mechalek. Rav Gamliel, Yoshev Adarish, Rabbi Shua, Omer Al Raglav. Rav Gamliel was sitting and darshaning, Rabbi Shua was standing the whole time. Rav Gamliel had told him that he has to. Ad Shirinu Kol Ha'am Va'amru L'chutzpus HaMetorgaman Amod V'yamad. Until everyone was saying that Rav Gamliel shouldn't be Mitzar Rabbi Yeshua so much, and they told Chutzpus HaMetorgaman, who was standing in front of Rav Gamliel, and he was being Mashmiya the Drasha in front of Rav Gamliel, Amod, meaning over here Amod, not meaning stand, but meaning stop being Metargan the Drasha, because you can't allow Rabbi Gamliel to keep on doing this. If he keeps on doing this, it's an ongoing bizayon to Rabbi Yeshua. So va'amat, chutzpah sabatorgaman, stop the drasha in order to defend the honor of Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Prisha points out in Yerodeh Simin Shin Yadalid that from the Gemara that we're not mechalik din chavar la'maaretz, it sounds like there's no chilik at all. That even if there's a mum in the bechor of a kohen chaver, and we don't know if that how that mum happened, that we're choshed that he was matil biyadayim, but from the maisa that the Gemara brings with Rabbi Tzadok, so the Tur derives that we're choshed a kohen chaver even in such a case that we see that he was not matil mum biyadayim, he was only machil sa'orim besal, and we're choshed that that's what he did on purpose. But in the Agos Basil, he says from the lashon of the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch sounds the opposite, that dafka when he gives him to eat besal, that's when there's a chashash harama. Only in such a case we're not mechalik din a chaver namaaretz. But in a case where there's no room for our Rama and the Chavar didn't do anything, then we would be mechalik between a Chavar and Amaretz. Meaning, is it worse that he fed him the food in a basket where you know clearly he didn't actually just take a knife and just cut the animal? He did it, he set it up for it to happen. So is that where we're more choshed the Kohen Chavar when it was done through our Rama, or are we more choshed the Kohen Chavar when we don't know of any harama that was done, of any feeding that was done in the basket? Also, this whole discussion is a very interesting between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, and the standing that has to be done. So the fact that he stood up when he asked the question, right? What does the Gemara say? That Kimish Nichsul Beis Hamedrash Omar HaShoel, that Rabbi Tzaddik stood up. So the fact that he stood up, because the pasuk says Va'amdu Shnei Anashim Asher Lehem Ariv Lefnei Hakohanim Va'Shoftim Asher Yubayom Mehem, and the Gemara Darshins, the Yerushalmi Darshins in Maseches Nedarim, Va'amdu is with a vav, that someone who is Shoel Halachos Va'Gadlos also has to be Omed. Tosus points out Shidun Betza says that now we're not machmir, that someone who's Shoel Halachos has to stand at the time that he's Shoel Halachos. There's a Gemara in Maseches Megillah. The Gemara tells us that really it used to be when there was Kavanah Torah that everyone used to stand when they learned. But then Chul Sheyarda Liolam, we became much weaker and were unable to stand all the time, and that's why people started sitting when they learned. But there were these dinim of Amida that people observed. So when they learned Torah, and apparently when they ask a shaila, there was such a din that you have to they have to stand. So the Shach writes in Yardeh Sim Resh Mem Vav that we don't learn Halach L'Maisa L'Zman Hazeh from here. By the way, that's what the Mishnah at the end of Sota says, that that from the times of Rabbi Gamliel was a batla kavara Torah. What does it mean, batla kavara Torah? People don't respect Torah anymore. Lots of people respect Torah. There's all sorts of kavara Torah. It means that they don't stand anymore. People aren't makbid to stand anymore when they learn Torah. So that projection, that demonstration of kavara Torah is no longer there. I don't think it means that no one has proper kavara Torah, but because of that chulsha, we no longer demonstrate that kavara Torah. So the Shach says that bizman hazeh, we don't learn from this halach based on that Gemara Megillah, that Mimos Moshe Rabbeinu Adam Gamliel, they would learn Torah Me'umar and Mishmeis from Gamliel, Yarda Cholu Liolam, and they would learn Miyushav. Karben Asana says from Gamliel, until his death, would learn Mu'umad. That was Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. Over here, we're talking about Rabbi Gamliel ben Benosho Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken. It's not the same Rabbi Gamliel. Meaning, this is already way after the Amida was already over, says the Karben Asana. And therefore, this really has nothing to do with that conversation about the Amida that used to be expressed as part of Kavanah Torah. This is not the only time Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua had issues in terms of this kind of power struggle. Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out when Rabbi Yeshua originally paskined to Rabbi Tzaddik that he was mechalek, that was in front of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel was aware of it, and Rabbi Gamliel was makbid that Rabbi Yeshua paskined in front of him shalokedin because he's supposed to be maschil min agadol, and that was the lakpada. That's what Rabbi Gamliel was all upset about. This. I mean, because otherwise, you're not allowed to change your mind. I mean, Rabbi Shua is not allowed to give an honest answer. I used to believe that, now I believe this. Rabbi Gamliel was upset about an affront to his kavod. So, and he held that it's asr to be mochel on the kavod, because the nasi shemachal kavodo in kavodo machal. So he let him stand in the medrash to show that Rabbi Shua, even though he's a bal hara, nevertheless, he's a talmud b'fnei rav in front of Rabbi Gamliel, because he had to reestablish his authority as a nasi, because the nasi he's not allowed to be mochel on his kavod, and that's what was going on over here. Because if it was just about two talmidei chachamim, Rabbi Gamliel could be mochel on his kavod; he doesn't need the kavod. But if there's such a din that a nasi shemachal kavodayin kavod machal, so then Rabbi Gamliel had to be a little bit more makbid about the kavod. Okay, now new mishnah. So we said that a kohen is not neman to say about a bechor that the mum came on its own. So it says in the mishnah, but neman a kohen lomer her esi bechor zeh ubal mumhu, that I've already shown this bechor to a chacham, and he told me that this mum is a mum kavua, and that I'm allowed to shecht it, as long as there are edim that the mum was nafal me'elav, that the mum came on its own, and that you didn't do anything to it. There's a machlokas rishon. Does the kohen have to say who the chacham was? Can he just say, I already got a psak? Does he have to reveal who the psak was from? The Rambam, the second paragraph of Hilchos Bechoros, says that it doesn't say anything about mentioning the name of the chacham. So the Lechem Mishnah says, from the fact that the Rambam doesn't mention that you have to mention the name of the Chacham, it seems that he holds that you don't have to mention the name of the Chacham, because the Rambam explains that the reason for this Mishnah is that lo nechshtu kohanim to shecht kachem b'chutz and to violate an iser kares. It's not about that a person would not be meshaker on something that's avida lagluye. That's you don't need that. Over here, the kohen is not chashut to shecht something that's not a balmum. So if he never showed it to anybody, and it might not be a balmum, he might be shechting kachem b'chutz, that's an iser kares. He would never do that. So if he says he has to shaila, it means he has to shaila. shaila, and that it's in fact a mum kavua. So that's how the Rambam understands. But the Rush says, no, he's got to say the name of the Chacham. And the Beis Yosef explains the Shitas HaRash, because the Rush learns from the Mishnah Maseches Demai, in the fourth paragraph of Demai that the Gemara brings, that over there it says that only if he says the Eitzel Ploni, or something that's Avida Lagluye. But if you don't say something that's Avida Lagluye, then you're not going to be believed. So this is an interesting question in all areas of Halacha. Is it enough to say that I asked a Shaila, or do you have to identify who the posuk was that you asked a Shaila? So this is the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Rush. So now, says Gemara, Amar Avi Domer Rav, even though a Kohen is not Neman to say that the Amum is Nofel Me'elav, but Neman a Kohen Lomar, B'chor Zed Nasan Li Yisrael Bimumo. A Kohen can tell the Chacham that I received this B'chor from a Yisrael with its Mum. It already had a Mum when I received it, and the Mum didn't happen under my jurisdiction. So Rav explains, my timer, called Milsa David Lagluye, Lo Meshaker Be'inchi. For that, we say it's a Milsa David Lagluye. So people would not lie about something that would one day be exposed, because they don't want to be caught in a lie. So since ultimately the Yisrael could come and say, no, I gave him a perfectly good animal, there was no mum at the time, and then he'd be caught in the lie, he wouldn't want to say such a thing. Amar Rav Ashi Yafan Anami Tanina. Yeah, we have a Mishnah like this. The Mishnah says, Nemar HaKoyin Lomar Reisi B'char Zeh U'Bal Mumu, that I showed this B'char to a Chacham, and he passed in that it's a Bal Mum. My time, Alav Mishum Darmin Kol Milsa David L'Gluya Lama Shaker Be'inchi. Isn't this because it's a Milsa David L'Gluya, and people would not lie about Milsa David L'Gluya? Because the Chacham could come and say, I was never matu this mum. So you see, like Rav, that people would not lie about a Milsa David L'Gluya. Says, well, no. Hasam who dekachim b'chutz lo achil, aval achak even dechashidi chashidi. No, maybe the reason for our Mishnah is not because it's a Milsa David L'Gluya. It's like the Rambam learned. It's that it's kachim b'chutz. He would never eat kachim b'chutz, and therefore he wouldn't say about a mum that he wasn't sure if it was a mum kavur or not. That he knows it's a mum kavur. It's too risky. But over here, by the din of Rav, we already had a mum, and it's mutter to it's definitely mutter to shacht at this point. But the Kohen is saying that the Yisrael gave it to him with that mum, well, he is chashed to be matav the mum himself, and therefore that chashad is still going to exist. So those two possibilities, what the Gemara assumed our Mishnah, the svar for our Mishnah was in the Kasha, and what the Gemara assumed in the Dechia, that's exactly the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam. Which one do we pass on like? Meaning the fact that the Gemara gives a dechia, is that, does that mean that we hold like that dechia, or is the Gemara just being docha? So says the Gemara Vaitim, Masrav Shizvi, Homer Mishay Neman al Meisr, someone who says to someone who's not Neman on Peros that they're Mu'usar, someone who's Chashud to sell Peros that are not Mu'usar and claim that they are. And he says, Kachli mi Mishu Neman, do me a favor, buy me Peros, go to the store for me, but buy from a place that's trusted in Shumas and Maestros. Don't go buy from an Amaretz. Omi Mishu Ma'aser, or buy from someone who's master peros that he buys from an Amaretz, Eino Neman, he's not believed to say that he purchased the peros by a trustworthy person. Now, if Rav is correct that a person would never lie about Milsa David L'Gluye, Amai, name a Milsa David L'Gluye, L'Meshaka B'Inshi, so that why isn't the guy trusted? After all, you could find out from whoever he bought this from whether he did or didn't buy it. So says, well, no, Shiny Hassam, the din over there is different because the Islan Ishamute, the guy can get out of the shlichus, and even if it turns out that he bought it from someone who's not trustworthy, he could say that even though you think he's not trustworthy, I thought he was trustworthy, meaning he has some excuse. You're never going to catch him in a lie, because that's a judgment call whether someone is trustworthy or not. So you can say, in my judgment, this guy looked perfectly trustworthy. So says the Gemara, even though from the beginning of the Mishnah to Demai, we can't bring a raya, but seifa vade misayele. But the seifa is definitely a raya to Rav, because the seifa goes on to say that if the mishaleach says to someone who's not neman al meiser that he should be kona peros me ish ploni, he identifies who to buy from. Then I raise an neman. Then he is believed. Why? Because it's milsa avi de l'gluye, and apparently milsa avi de l'gluye, he's going to be believed, because then there's no gray area. There's no room for interpretation. I told you this fellow, and if you didn't buy from this fellow, it's not a matter of judgment. So says Mano Hasam, keeping this like Toveya Mirtis. Now, maybe it's not a raya to Rav, because over there, the reason he's believed is since there's someone that sees that, since he sees that the Meshaleach is Makbid to even mention the name of the person you want to buy from, so he understands that he's definitely going to ask him. And because he knows you're for sure going to ask, that's when you could trust that he's going to buy from that person. But if someone is not so suspicious that you're going to check up on him, he doesn't think you're going to check all of the references, right? Sometimes people will put down references, and they know a lot of times they're not necessarily going to check the references. So he'll put references that he's not 100% sure. Not a wise thing to do, but he might put a reference that he's not 100% sure that they'll say such nice things about him. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, minale liYehuda ha. How does Yehuda know this din that a kohen is neman about a bechor that the Yisrael gave it to him when he already had a mum? Ana begidul kavate. This I taught this din to a chacham whose name was Gidul. V'gidul kava bedidei. And Gidul taught it to Rabbi Yehuda, v'hachi amr lei, and this is how I taught it to Gidul. Neman Yisrael lomar b'chor zeh nosati l'koin b'mumo, that Yisrael is believed to say, I gave it when it already had a mum. But something was lost in the game of telephone over here. I said that the Yisrael is believed to say, I gave it to a koin when it already had a mum. I never said a koin is believed to say that the Yisrael gave it to me when it already had a mum. So the Gemara wonders, but Yisrael, that Yisrael is believed, pshita, that's obvious. Of course, Yisrael is. Why would Yisrael not be believed? Says Mar Lo Tzarich beKatan v'Higdil. Now the case was the Bechor Tle was a Katan that gave the it was a small Tle that the Yisrael gave to the Kohen, and then the Bechor got bigger. So Mal Detema Lo Kimle. I might have thought the Yisrael doesn't recognize it anymore. That this he can't testify about this animal because the last time he saw this animal was a baby. Kamash Malan. So that's why he comes to tell us that even though the Yisrael gave the Bechor to the Kohen when the Bechor was very tiny, even La'achar Shehigdil, he's believed to say, yeah, that's the exact animal I gave, and it had a mum at the time that I gave it. Besura Masnu, Kalishna Basra. In Surah, they learned like the second Lashon, the way Rabbi Yirmiyah said it, that Rav says that a Yisrael is Naman to say that he gave the Bechor with a mum. But Pumbedisa, Kalishna Kama. But in Pumbedisa, they added it the first way, that the Kohen is believed. The Hilchsa, Afilu, Kalishna Kama. And the Allah is certainly. Certainly, the Shabbos is correct that the Yisrael is believed, but even beyond that, even the Kohen is believed to say he got it from Yisrael with the mum. Rafram Pumbedisa Havile Bukhar, Rafram, who lived in Pumbedisa, had a Bukhar, the Avile the Kohen, and he gave it to a Kohen below mum without a mum. Azul Shadabe mum. The Kohen went and put a mum in it. Yomachad, Chalash Be'ini. One day, Rafram had an eye problem. Aisil Kameh, the Kohen brought the Bukhar in front of Rafram to look at the mum to see if it was a mum kavua and whether he's allowed to shecht it, because the Kohen thought that this is a perfect time to get Rafram to Paskin on this. He has an eye problem. He's not going to realize that this is the same Bechor that he gave to me, and he's not going to realize that I put the mum. So Amalei, so the Kohen said to Raphim, Bechor zeh nasan li Yisrael b'mumo, some Yisrael gave me this Bechor when it already had a mum. Ar pasine le'enei. Raphim opened up his eyes as you know, he worked hard to get his eyes open because he was ailing. Chazia b'shikrei, and he saw that the guy was lying. So Amalei, so Raphim said, Lav Anadia Evitelach, aren't I the Yisrael that gave it to you? Vafiluachi lo chashal milsa. And even so, Raphim was not, because of this Maisa, was not choshish shakwanim shenapi neman to say that Yisrael gave it to them. Because hi, who dechatzav, this guy was a mechutzav that says, Bakuli alma lo chatzifi. But he doesn't necessarily reflect poorly on all of society. Just because this guy is a mechutzav doesn't mean everybody else will be a mechutzav. So he still thinks that a Kohen would have neamanos that Yisrael gave it with the mum. Ha'usarua, there was a Bukhar that had a mum, that one eye was larger than the other eye. Dasal kameh de Rav Ashi, and they brought it to Rav Ashi. So Amar, lamay nechushli, he said, what am I going to be choshish over here? Say, I kohen hu, Yisraelu, if the one who shows it to the chacham is a kohen, whether it's a Yisrael that shows it to a chacham, I could see it, because even if it's a kohen, who's choshish miyat mum, hari b'char mum imo, this b'char was vadei b'char that had a mum before it was ever given to the kohen, because you can't make that mum, you can't make one eye bigger than the other. Only Hashem could do that. So Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. So Ravina said to Ravashi, V'dilma Yisrael hu. V'am Rav Yehuda Ein Ron Bechor Yisrael Elim Kein Kohen Imo. Maybe the person who's showing the Bechor is a Yisrael, and you're not allowed to look unless the Kohen comes together with the Yisrael, because if the Chacham is Matir, he's going to give it to that Kohen. He'll give the Bechor to that Kohen. Otherwise, you have to be Choshish that if you tell the Yisrael that it's a Mum Kavua and that there's no Isser to Shech, shecht it, that the Yisrael might shecht it and eat it himself and never give it to a Kohen, because there's no Isser Achila per se. The Bukhar is Nechel, the Kal Adam. So if you don't, if he doesn't give it to the Kohen, so it's all he's violating is Gzela. So maybe this is Yisrael. Are we not Choshish Le Gzela? So I'm like, Hachiashli. He says, no, you can't compare. Hasam, by other Mumim that the Chacham is Roa, we have to be Choshish, that since the Shoal came to the Chacham with a Mum Kavua, it's not enough to be Machzik that he's an Adam Kasher. That's not enough. The fact that he's asking a shayla is not enough to be machzik him as an adam kasher that he's not going to eat it himself, because he eat the kachem b'chutz lo achil. Yeah, he's asking a shayla because he might not eat kachem b'chutz, but I'm only the kohen chashid. But we're still chashid that he's going to rob the kohen by not giving the kohen the b'char. But hacha, but over here the person that comes to show the b'char that sarua michti yadadai mumuvaku, the guy knew, the Yisrael knew that this was a mum kavua, that I'm for sure going to be mat to this. My time has you come, Rabbanan. Why did he even bring it to ask a shayla in the first place? Mishum kvoda de chacham. It's because he's trying to show kavod to the chacham that when there's a mumcha, so you're not matir b'char without a mumcha. If there's a mumcha there, sal kvoda de chacham lo avar a yisura avar. You think if he's not going to even violate the kavod of a chacham, he's going to go and violate the yisur of stealing from a kohen? No way. So I don't have to be choshesh. Even though the kohen's not with him, I don't have to be choshesh that he's going to keep it for himself. I can trust that he's going to. That he's going to give it to a Kohen. Okay, falling behind a little bit, but we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.